and abundantly part. Become a partner. Will you send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries? P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Make your gift there on our website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. And may God, by His grace, preserve us, the nation.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone for the next hour, but I'm going to, hopefully our producer is checking to find another telephone number for him. But Pastor Crone is not where we anticipated him to be, and of course his message is always so vitally important. Why? Well, because he talks about the final countdown. He talks about the relevance of the scriptures in the Bible. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, there are two possibilities. Either the Bible is relevant today, or it is simply a historical document. We've got a lot of interesting things in it, a lot of great philosophy, but it has no practical application to what's taking place today. Well, listen, until we get Pastor Crone, it's going to be open lines. So our telephone number, since I have nothing prepared and I do need your help, is 1-800-544-89. Pardon me, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464. Give us a call if you have something you'd like to talk about. But I do really believe that Pastor Crone's series, The Final Countdown, is one of the most important things that we carry. What does it cover? Well, it covers nine different DVD sets, each DVD set having five to six DVDs in it. And it is a chronology, certainly, of the prophecies about the end times. And basically, is there a prophecy? What does the Bible say? The prophecy describes so many things that are taking place today. And basically, if you listen to what Pastor Billy says, you will be amazed at how accurate the prophecies written 2,000 years ago are as they apply to what's going on today. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, remember, we need your calls because we have nothing prepared, and we just came back from getting our chemotherapy today, which takes a lot out of you. But in fact, what they do is they poison you every 2 weeks, and after 2 weeks, you start getting better, and then they poison you again. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, or you'd like to talk on this subject till we get Pastor Crone or someone else, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, you know, you go back and you actually analyze what we're talking about, and they're talking suddenly 2,000 years ago about how the time would come when no one would be able to buy or sell unless they were suddenly known by the number of their name. And 2,000 years ago, nobody could imagine that we would all have a number. Nobody could imagine the electronic society we live in today. But, of course, the prophecies tell us this. God knew what was going to happen. And today we are moving towards a totally electronic society where every aspect of what we do is monitored electronically. And they're watching us very, very closely and very, very clever. And basically the average individual has no idea. Every telephone call you make is monitored. So your bank account is monitored. Suddenly, if you look at what's going on behind the scenes, why you find that they monitor every aspect of your life and everybody else's life. And I'm talking about members of Congress, and they're rather incensed to find out they've been spied on. But foreign leaders in foreign countries, and there is just so much monitoring. Well, and of course, it's all done in the name of protecting us from terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no war on terrorism. We finance this whole war on terrorism. You got to have an enemy if you're going to have this control over people's lives. We're going to be right back here in a moment. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, it can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It looks like we're going to be doing open lines the first hour this evening. So let's go to Ed calling us from upstate New York. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you got something you'd like to talk about, this is the chance to do it. Hi, Ed. Do you have a question or comment for us?
We're praying for you for your healing.
Thank you so very much. I'm amazed, really, how many people we have praying, and I really think that I'm getting better. Now, maybe I'm being optimistic, but I know in the final analysis it's in God's hands, and I do covet your prayers. Thank you so much, Ed.
Well, has been a subject that I've run across, and I've been thinking about calling about this for a long time. Do you ever remember Dr. Frank Logsdon?
Once again, the name?
Dr. Franklin Logsdon.
No, the name doesn't ring a bell with me. Go ahead.
I think he was connected with the Moody Church.
He may very well have, but I don't recognize the name.
Well, he wrote the book, Is the USA in Prophecy, way back in 1968. And he connects the United States with Mystery Babylon. And so he refers to the fact that Babylon was never fully destroyed, as it indicates in Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51. And he believes that it lines up with what is going on in the United States.
He may very well be right, Ed. I'm not a theologian, but there's some people who believe that the United States is Mystery Babylon. We're just going to have to wait and see what's going on. But you know something? We just got hold of Pastor Billy. I appreciate so much your calling. I appreciate your prayers. And we're going to go to Pastor Billy Crone. Hi, Pastor. Okay. And we're going to just cut off the other people on the line there. But hi, Pastor Billy. How are we doing?
Hey, doing great, Dr. Monteith. Sorry about the hassle. It looks like for some reason our phone line's down, so we'll give my cell phone a try, and hopefully my battery lasts for a while.
All right. Well, we hope it does. You go right ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, I just wanted to share again, you know, we've talked about the issue of the one-world government, and certainly, boy, isn't that in the high gear. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that that's something that is a clear-cut sign that we're in the last days. And it certainly is an issue and an entity that you don't want to be a part of. You don't want to shake hands with it. You don't want to work with it. Because the Bible says that this push for a one-world government is actually inspired by Satan. The Bible in Revelation 13 says that the dragon gave the beast, the Antichrist, his power and his throne and his great authority. The dragon defined in the text there is clearly speaking of Satan. So Satan is the one who gives the Antichrist his great power and throne and authority. And the same text there in Revelation 13 says that he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. And the Bible is very clear about that, that in the last days, you're going to see one guy literally not only control what people buy and sell, ultimately with this mark of the beast, Antichrist system, but he's going to control also the governments around the world. And this, to me, is a very important point to understand, because when you take a look at what's going on in the world today, the geopolitical events, even what's going on in our own government here in the United States, folks, none of it's going to make sense until you realize they have a goal in mind. And that goal in mind is, believe it or not, they are selling out here in America, the politicians and the folks in office, by and large, are selling out our country. They're selling out our sovereignty. And they're being sold a bill of goods, and I think some of them know what they're doing. But they're being told that, you know, you need to help us form this one world religion. And don't worry about you and your family. You'll be okay. You'll get to be, you know, on the top. But we're going to annihilate 90% of the population. We're going to create utopia. And it's going to be okay. And these are what these people are up to. It sounds horrid. It sounds incredible, obtuse. But, folks, this is really what is going on.
And, you know, basically, when you talk about eliminating 90% of the world's population, you say, who in their right mind would even consider that as a possibility? And yet I would challenge any one of our listeners to go on the Internet. I sent it to the Georgia Guidestones. I think I was probably one of the first people to write about this. The Georgia Guidestones were built in the 1980s. They were put up by a secret society. They were put up by an anonymous individual. Nobody knows his real name. But, of course, they lay out 10 commandments. 10 commandments from the dark side, and point one is suddenly maintain humanity at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. That's their statement from this secret society. And basically, you can find the references on the Internet. You can visit there, as I have on many occasions, and you'll find it's true. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of the population of the world. And you say, why would they want to do that? And it's because, in my estimation, they worship a different God. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, again, it's something that's been forming for quite some time with this global government. I mean, even as far back as 1913, you had the real first, if you will, good experiment, and that was the League of Nations was formed. And, just kind of in the baby steps, but you have an entity who's trying to, control the nations around the planet, hence the League of Nations. Shortly after that, just within a few years, all of a sudden the Council on Foreign Relations was formed. Well, what were they formed for? Well, just a couple of years later, guess what they start to endorse? Hey, we need a world government. 1945, all of a sudden, we have, after World War II, we have the United Nations was formed. Still in existence today, as we all know. And what do? Various countries around the world meet at this central location, the United Nations, and what do? They try and attempt, and oftentimes do, begin to dictate what goes on the countries around the world. That's before our very eyes. In fact, it's been going on for so long, we don't even think about it. But folks, from a Bible prophecy point of view, what are you seeing? You are seeing an entity begin to control the nations around the planet. And then as you stated, Dr. Monty, if you go out there, you can do the research yourself. These people, they're not hiding in the shadows anymore. Even as far back as 1967, Richard Nixon, he started calling for a new world order. The very next year, Nelson Rockefeller, he says, hey, I'll pledge support for a new world order. Throughout the 70s, we began to be indoctrinated in this need for a new world order in the mass media and our educational system. In the 80s, you're thinking, well, the communist countries aren't going to go along with this. Yes, they are. Mikhail Gorbachev in the 80s, he starts calling for a new world order. In the 90s, George Bush Sr., guess what he started calling for? A new world order. 1993, Bill Clinton, he starts speaking, hey, we need a new world order. And notice, by the way, it doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat. Folks, they're both coming out of the same camp. They both have that same goal in mind. I've been saying this for years and years. Hey, listen, when you vote for a Democrat or Republican, by and large, okay, here's what you need to realize is your choice. Do you want to get the Gambinos in the office or do you want the Corleones? Which one of the mafia do you want in, so to speak, to use an analogy? In other words, they're both in it. You don't want neither one. Folks, I'm telling you, and all you have to do to realize that it doesn't matter who you vote, Republican or Democrat, by and large, in office, it doesn't change anything. All you have to do is look at foreign policy. Democrat, Republican, I don't care what administration for the last many administrations in office. Has public policy changed, foreign policy changed? Have they continued to push us towards a global regime? Have they continued to give up our freedoms here in America? Have they continued to get us to surrender our national sovereignty? Folks, it doesn't matter. They're all in it together. Even in the early 2000s, the news media, Tom Brokaw, he actually said that the world has now formed a new world order. So they're getting pretty bold about it. And in the early 2000s, Russia again calls for a new world order. Then you start to see the Pope get in on the action, and he's calling for, in 2004, way back then, he called for a new international order to ensure peace on the planet. Bush Jr., he starts calling for a new world order in 2004. 2005, China and Russia both start calling for a new world order. 2005, the Pope says, yeah, you're right, we need a new world order. Over in the UK, Tony Blair in 2006 calls for a new world order. Very next year, you got Gordon Brown, the next Prime Minister of England, says we need a new world order. And then in 2009, after the crash, listen to what he said. He said, quote, Gordon Brown, he said a new world order is emerging from the global financial crisis. Well, gee, it's almost like they created that so they can create something else that they wanted. Yeah, it's called create a crisis. You can manage the outcome. And that's what they did. They created a global crisis so they can link all the global economies, okay, under one head, and so that you can have an excuse to further push this global government so that dreaded economy crisis never happens again. It's a classic tactic, folks. 2009, Iran's president calls for a new world order. 2009, the same year, Henry Kissinger, we have this on video, he says that Obama is primed to create a new world order. And that exact same year, and we got this on video too, he's over there in Europe, and he says, quote, all nations must come together to build a stronger global regime.
And let me just comment, Pastor Billy has put together DVDs going along with his sermons, but of course many of these are simply DVDs and certainly footage from all over the world. It's the most amazing collection of footage. And if you do not have his set on the final countdown, and remember there are nine of them, as I recall, is that correct, Billy?
Yeah, nine volumes with a total of 50.
Nine volumes, and how many DVDs total?
50.
50. So they're divided up in those nine volumes. You want to get them. You want to watch them. You want to watch them several times. You want to get other people to watch them, because most of what's going on today doesn't make sense unless you understand it's the end of a long-range planning to bring about a one-world government, a new world order, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. Go right ahead.
Well, again, just to give you one more quote, this is just even last year. This is how close they're getting, folks. You think, well, maybe that was the old popes. They're not interested in creating this global order. Well, yeah, they are. 2013, just last year, folks, Pope Francis, listen to this. He met with leaders of non-Catholic religions such as the Orthodox, the Anglicans, the Lutherans, Methodists, others including Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, even, quote, non-believers, to, quote, listen to this. Why? Why is he pulling all the religions around the world together? To recognize their joint responsibility to our world, to all of creation, which we have to love and protect. And then the United Nations chief went on record saying that Pope Francis is a, quote, global spiritual leader.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Billy Cohen.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, Call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
One thought,
I guess, is Pastor Billy Crone. And basically, he's just talking about the prophecies, the fact that we're going to be moving towards this one world government. And it has been prophesied, the one world government headed by Satan, and of course, led by the Antichrist, who is put in a position by Satan. And then, of course, behind him, why, of course, the false prophet, who's going to be getting everybody to go along with this idea of world government and redistribution of the wealth. It may just be coincidence that Pope Francis has called for redistribution of the wealth of the world, but not the wealth of the Catholic Church, just the wealth of us common people. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, you're getting into a new study. I just started Sunday doing an update on the final countdown. Haven't even released it. Literally just started. So much has happened in the last several months since I finished that study. That I'm starting to give an update and just try to keep up with it. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. One of the other interesting things that he's calling for is, the nations around the world to give up their, finances to a global tax and things of that nature. And this person had shared this interesting picture. I wish I could show it to you, but anyway, it's basically, you know, he's calling for the nations around the world to surrender all their finances, and yet right next to it, for the sake of the poor and things of that nature, but right next to it is, you know, a picture of the throne room in the Vatican, and it's just covered with gold and things of that nature. It's complete hypocrisy, with all due respect, folks. I mean, what do you call it? But, how about sell some of that stuff? How about, get some regular wood furniture like your average Joe? Why do you need all that stuff? But folks, it makes no sense. It's crazy unless you read the scripture. And the scripture says this is exactly what's going to happen in the last days. And these guys are going to be at the top. You and I, if we get to be chosen to survive, are the ones who are going to be taken out. And folks, this is, easily documented. And again, just to give you one quote, Dr. Stan Keane, this is a classic quote from him. He's a New Age writer and a philosopher. He stated, quote, "We must speak far more clearly about sexuality, contraception, about abortion, about values that control the population. Because the ecological crisis, in short, is a population crisis. Cut the population by 90%, and there aren't enough people left to do a great ecological damage."
Who said that?
That was Dr. Sam Keane.
Sam Keane. Okay, go right ahead. I've heard it before. I just wasn't exactly sure of the source. Go ahead.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. Dr. Eric Pianica, he was gave a speech at the Texas Academy of Science, and listen to what he said. He said, "The need to exterminate 90% of the population through the airborne Ebola virus." He says that's a need that we have because, quote, "we're no better than bacteria." And he advocated the Ebola virus as his preferred method of exterminating the necessary 90% of humans, choosing it over AIDS because of its faster kill period. And it's crazy. John Holden, with the Obama Science Czar, he wrote about forced abortions, mass sterilizations are needed to save the planet. Quote, "women could be forced to abort their pregnancies, whether they wanted to or not. The population at large could be sterilized by infertility drugs intentionally put into the nation's drinking water or in the food. And people who, quote, contribute to social deterioration, i.e. the undesirables, can be required by law to exercise reproductive responsibility, or in other words, be compelled to have abortions or be sterilized, listen, by a transnational planetary regime, and should assume control of the global economy and also dictate the most intimate details of lives using an armed international police force." You want that guy in our government? Well, he's there. This is crazy. And again, it makes no sense. It sounds like science fiction, but it makes sense when you read the scripture, and the scripture warned about this. These guys really are planning on doing this. Now, again, they don't realize who they're messing with. I'll take that back to a certain extent. I think some of them do. I think they know exactly who they're working for. They're working for Satan. Okay. But they've been duped. Satan's a liar. He's not just a murderer. He's a liar. And again, Jesus said, unless God intervened, the whole planet would be wiped out. Why? Because that's what Satan wants. Again, he hates mankind. He wants to destroy every one of us if he could. And these guys think it's a great thing to destroy 90%. But they don't realize that unless God intervened, Satan's character would be this. As soon as he finished wiping out 90% of the population of Earth, guess who he's going after? All these guys in the political realm around our planet, even here in America, who have sold out America and other nations out for this global economy, this global religion, under a global leader, they're next. He's going after them, folks. And this is the defeat that's going on. This is the dangling carrot that these people have the audacity to sell us out in the name of this utopia that they're creating, folks. It's not make-believe. It's real. If you look and do the research yourself, they admit it, folks. This is not a game. And yet the Bible warned about this.
Hold that thought.
Increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy simply talking about the electronic system that's going to come and replace the conventional system of cash. And basically, of course, they're told you're going to have a mark on your forehead or your right wrist. And basically, 2,000 years ago, they were prophesying. God prophesied a cashless society. Either the Bible is relevant or the Bible is not relevant. I believe the Bible is relevant. I believe that the prophecies are coming to be fulfilled today. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, Now, they can get to your church there in Las Vegas. And, of course, we do carry the Final Countdown DVD series, all nine sets of them. Then we have other ones, certainly on the New World Order, certainly, and on UFOs. You'll find it fascinating. And now Pastor Billy is even having to update the nine previous sets on the Final Countdown. We're moving very, very rapidly towards the fulfillment of prophecy. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy. How can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Yeah, you can reach us at our main teaching ministry website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetalifeMedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to join us for studies live, you can do that at Sunrise Baptist Church at sunriselv.com, sunriselv as in Las Vegas.com. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, whether you get the DVD sets from us or somebody else, get them and watch them. Okay, fine, Pastor Billy, why don't you go right ahead and pick up the story, because it's unfolding right according to schedule.
Well, it is, and it's all been planned out. Again, folks have been working on this one world government for quite some time. They're getting extremely vocal about it. And it's being worked on with global spiritual leaders around the planet because it's going to be combined, we know, with the one world religion. They used this last economic crisis to really shove us into a global economy even more so. And that's exactly what the Bible says. But the Bible also says you're not just going to see a one world economy, one world government, one world religion. It's going to culminate into this mark of the beast system. And they've already let the cat out of the bag. The same entities who are pushing for this one world government system, this anti-Christ system, freely admit that their ultimate goal is slavery, to force, the text says in Revelation 13, force everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or forehead so nobody could buy or sell unless they had the mark, okay? And this came out several years ago, the classic interview with Aaron Russo, and as he shares in that interview, you can see it with your own eyes. He admitted that he struck up a friendship with Nicholas Rockefeller. He was introduced to him, and they became friends. And as they became friends, at first they got along well, and he began to divulge a lot of things to Aaron. And he says this is a direct quote from Aaron Russo. He says, Nicholas Rockefeller says to me one night, and this was 11 months before September 11th, 9/11, and he said, there's going to be an event, Aaron. And we're going to go into Afghanistan so we can put in pipelines from the Caspian Sea. And we're going to go into Iraq, and we're going to take the oil and establish a base in the Middle East. And we're going to go into Venezuela and then try to go in and get rid of Chavez. Well, the first two they accomplished, Chavez they didn't accomplish. And then he says this to Aaron. He says, you're going to see guys going into caves looking for, and he starts to laugh, looking for people that they're never going to find. And he was laughing about the fact that you got this, quote, war on terror when there's no real enemy. And he's talking about how by having this war on terror, you can never win it because it's an eternal war, so you can always keep taking away people's liberty. Now, before I finish, let me interject. I don't know if you guys remember this, and I've looked for the interview online. I can't find it yet, and it was right after 9/11, and Bush gets on, and the first things he says, he makes it very clear that, okay, we're going to, quote, get them, but be prepared that this is going to be a long war. And I believe he even used the words as much, it could be as long as 50 years, but we're going to get them. And that's what Rockefeller was saying. This thing's going to be used to be drug out because if you've got this eternal war, and the longer you get this war going on, that you can never win, you use it as an excuse to take people's liberties away. And that's why I try to focus on. You know, people have all different debates, and I don't necessarily believe the story that's been told with what's going on with 9/11. But to me, the big issue is what has happened since that event. Since that event, what the so-called Patriot Act and all that, Homeland Security, it's done nothing but continue to be used as an excuse to rip away our freedoms, okay? And so let me get back to the conversation.
Well, I would just comment on one thing briefly. For anybody who really wants to know what happened on September 11th, I suggest they go to their search engine and type in building number 7, come down, 9/11. And basically, when you they have pictures of building number 7 came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. But if you watch the building, the first thing that happens is the center of the roof caves in. The very center of the roof begins to be demolished, and that's because you take out the center supports so that the walls will fall in rather than fall out. Then, of course, they take out the base of the building, and it's the typical, classical, controlled demolition. Well, if Building 7 was a classic controlled demolition, then watch South Tower come down. And you'll notice how certainly the upper floors simply almost disintegrate before the rest of the building begins to collapse. This is a controlled demolition. How did they do it? I don't know. Who did it? I don't know. But I'm sure it wasn't Osama bin Laden hiding in a cave in Afghanistan, because he denied he had anything to do with it. And this was used as a justification to get us into a war with Afghanistan, and then a war with Iraq, because they wanted to dominate that area. And they wanted, of course, to have our troops in Afghanistan guarding the opium fields. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, I remember when that event happened, just to dovetail off of that, I'll just share this. And I remember just within a few days from that first week that 9/11 happened, I was the pastor in Northern California. And, of course, you know, obviously it's all over the media. And I was reading this one article that came out very quickly afterwards, and it was an interview of one of the architects of the structure. And he was literally blown away by the fact that they went down the way they did. And he says, because you got to understand how they're constructed. And I think he even used an analogy like if you have one big giant pole constructed, and if you had something that struck a giant pole, you know, going from the ground up, you know, 3/4 of the way up and hit the pole, it would just make a dent in the pole. I mean, if it was going super-duper high velocity, you know, the pole might bend over a little bit, but it doesn't all of a sudden make the pole crumble from top to bottom completely all the way down. And I remember seeing that, and then it dawned on me later, like, ooh, I better go print that out, you know. And I went back to the Internet, and it was already gone. I read it with my own eyes. I saw it. It was one of my mistakes from that time. When you see it, you better get it off quick, because all of a sudden things disappear. And I'll never forget that, and I never could find that article ever again. But he was, one of the original architects, was absolutely blown away that the buildings could collapse the way they did. But be that as it may, like you, Dr. Monti, what has happened since then? It's been used as an excuse to take away our freedoms. And that's what Nicholas Rockefeller admitted was going to happen 11 months before the event ever occurred. And so then Aaron comes back to him. He says, well, wait a second. Well, how in the world are you going to convince the people of America that this is a, quote, real war? Well, and Rockefeller came back and he says the media. He says the media can convince everybody that it's real. He says, you know, you just keep talking about things and you say it over and over and over again, and eventually people will believe it. And so he says, you know, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You created 9/11, which is another lie. This is Aaron speaking. And he says, through 9/11, then you're fighting this war on terror. And then you go into Iraq, which was another lie. And now they're going to do Iran. And so, one thing leading to another, leading to another. And then so he posed Nicholas Rockefeller the question. He says, why are you doing this for? What is the point of this? You've got all the money in the world you'll ever want. You got all the power. You're hurting people. It's not a good thing. And then this is what he came back to Aaron Russo's, Nicholas Rockefeller. He said, why do you care about the people for? Take care of yourself and take care of your family. And you know, which is like, well, you know, because he was like at that time part of the in crowd. So he'd been taken care of, unlike you and I. And then so he comes back to Rockefeller, Aaron Russo, and he says this. He says, what are the ultimate goals here? Now listen to this. Listen to what we've talked about this whole interview. The last days, the Bible says, Satan is going to empower a man called the Antichrist. He's going to give him authority over the whole planet. The economies are going to come together as one. The religions are going to come together as one with this global spiritual leader called the false prophet. And they're all going to culminate all of that energy ultimately into a mark of the beast where you can't buy or sell unless you have this mark on your right hand or forehead. Listen to what he says. He admitted this. This was 11 months before 9/11. Nicholas Rockefeller. What's the point of this thing? You got all the money. You got all the power. You're hurting people. It's not a good thing. Why do that? What's the ultimate goal? He said, quote, the ultimate goal is to get everybody in this world chipped with an RFID chip and have all the money on those chips and everything on those chips. And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off their chip. Folks, this isn't make-believe. You do the research. This is what these people are working for. It sounds crazy. That sounds wild. It sounds scary. It sounds obtuse. But, folks, it shouldn't surprise you if you know the Scripture. The Scripture warned us about this, that this is the rise of the Antichrist kingdom. We were warned about this 2,000 years ago. It just happens to be happening in our lifetime. And that's why I always say, listen, it's time to get motivated. Okay? But the Bible also talks about how this system is going to be split up. The Bible says in Revelation 13 that the Antichrist kingdom is going to be split up into 10 different parts, ruled by 10 different kings, okay? And that text says this, his 10 horns are 10 kings, who, and they will be appointed to their kingdoms for a brief moment to reign with the beast, the Antichrist. So the Antichrist is going to get the planet to be split up into 10 chunks, okay, so to speak. But then, listen, here's how he ultimately gets full control. It says there, they will all agree to give their power and authority to him. So you take nearly 200 countries around the world, and then, okay, if this is true, if this is going to happen, then you should start to see a trend around the world where a multitude of countries come together to form a new single country, and ultimately you're going to start to see these countries continue to conglomerate until you're left with 10. Well, folks, what in the world do you think is happening right now? In fact, what do you think was the big experiment and the big landslide event with the birth of the European Union? What's that? That is a group of countries coming together economically to form a new union, okay? And this is what it is, folks. The Bible says that we're headed towards, ultimately, when the dust settles, there's call for a North American Union. There's a Mediterranean Union in place, right? The calls for the Asian Union. Even Russia's working with another union, believe it or not, especially after what's going on with the United States. And they're working now with China and trying to usurp the dollar. But we're seeing before our very eyes, it's like the European Union was the watershed event. Now we're seeing the world split up into different economic unions. I mean, think about it, the unthinkable. Sovereign nation giving up their sovereignty, joining with other countries to create a new entity. Well, again, it shouldn't surprise you if you know your Bible. The Bible says, listen, you're going to end up exactly with 10 of these unions, not 5, not 19, not 122, but 10. And we demonstrate this, folks. They are working towards that plan. It's almost like they're following the script. They're not just pushing that the world to strengthen the economies, to strengthen the governments, to ensure peace and security and all that baloney, that we have to give up our sovereignty, even here in America. And we need to start combining our countries. But they're specifically calling for 10. The Club of Rome put a map out. This has been for decades. And guess how many sections they have already split the planet up into? Into 10. We show you the actual screenshot online. It was still up there online last time I checked. This is from the European Commission's European Union of the World. They have a map of the world on their website. And guess how many sections they have the world split up into? 10. They have North America, Central America, the Caribbean, the South America, Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Central Asia, Mediterranean, Middle East, Africa, Northeast, South Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, Pacific is 10 chunks. And if that doesn't freak you out, we share with you another screenshot. And this is for UN's parliamentary campaign site and their assembly. And this is the actual article, and I learned my lesson from not getting that 9/11 article with the architect down, but did a screenshot in this one so you could see it. And this is actually still on the website, again, the last time I checked, and listen to what they said. They said a new research program on global democracy has been established. Quote, a global research program facilitated and coordinated through a convening group. Listen to this. A convening group of 10 persons based in 10 world regions was established last year with the core funding from the Ford Foundation. Folks, that's on the actual website. Okay, not making it up. And again, notice it's not 122. It's not five. Okay, it's 10 world regions. Okay, but what does it say? They're ruled by 10 persons. That's exactly what Revelation 17 said, that you're going to see the planet split up into 10 kingdoms, and you're going to have 10 kings ruling over those kingdoms, and it's actually out there that that's what they're working towards. Folks, this is all happening right before our very eyes, okay?
We're talking about 2,000 years of planning, 2,000 years of planning coming to a culmination now. Go right ahead.
Well, again, and this is what the point is. You can sit here and say, oh, that's just a bunch of baloney. But, folks, this is what they're working towards. They're all excited about it. You and I mean nothing to them. We are peons. If we even get to be of the 10% who still gets to live, guess what we get to do? Woo-hoo, we get to serve these guys. They want to. This is the dangling carrot, folks, that they bought off on. Because you might be thinking, like, how could these people sell out their country? How could these people purposely ruin nations, ruin economies and all? For what? Because they're being told a lie that, you know, don't worry about the people. What do you care? Like Rockefeller said to Aaron Russo, don't worry about the people. You know, those common folks, those average Joes, they're probably going to be annihilated anyway. You just take care of yourself and your family. You work with us. It's okay. When the dust settles, when 90% of the planet goes up, you know, you'll come out on top. And the ones that we choose to live and force them into this Mark of the Beast system, they get to serve us. Oh, and by the way, if they back talk, if they lip off, if they don't do what they say, we'll shut off their chip. Folks, all of that is in the news. It's in print. It's in quotes. We're not making it up. These are what these people are really working towards. The significance is, this is what is happening in the seven-year tribulation. The Bible's clear. We don't know the exact day nor the hour. We do know what starts the seven-year tribulation. That's when the Antichrist makes a peace treaty with Israel for 7 years. And, boy, that's a whole other hot topic.
And you want to get Pastor Billy Crone's The Final Countdown, give us a call right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Kevin, thanks so much. God bless. Well, I hope you enjoyed Pastor Billy Crone. That's a fascinating presentation. Now, one thing I would mention, Nicholas Rockefeller, I talked to Aaron Russo about Nicholas when he was in conversations with him. You go up on the internet and you try to track down Nicholas Rockefeller, and he doesn't exist. And yet I talked to Aaron. He told me the same story that Pastor Billy quoted. Is he a plant? Is he certainly part of the Rockefeller family? Is this simply another a means of trying to confuse the American people? Remember, certainly we're dealing with satanic forces that want to bring about a one-world government, and they wouldn't be above creating somebody and getting a responsible person like Aaron Russo, rest his soul, to actually bring out a story that wasn't true, to discredit it. Yet, but there is a ruling elite. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly, we have many other books. Certainly, James Perloff's latest book, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, James Perloff's other book, Shadows of Power. We carry because they take you into the spiritual forces behind what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And quite frankly, we need your financial support so we can maintain our network of radio stations. We are certainly on radio of the stations across America 5 days a week, 5 hours a day, probably more than any other single person. And we do this because, well, we don't get paid. My wife and I believe that there is a crisis, and we want to educate as many people we can about the spiritual battle that's being waged against truly satanic forces which dominate both political parties in Washington, D.C. Yes, we've got good Republicans. We've even got some good Democrats. But you must understand that there's a small, well-grown, organized cabal, and they are cabal, and they're satanically oriented, and they hold secret meetings. If you doubt that suddenly the Trilateral Commission is a Luciferian organization, go to their website, trilateral.org. Trilateral.org, and look at their logo. Three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. They understand, but they feel it's so blatant. You would never accept this, but you better, because your very soul and the future of Western civilization will rest upon the fact the American people understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Now, quite frankly, we need your help, your funds, your donations to maintain our network of radio stations where we can reach people suddenly 5 hours a day. And you can do this by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can buy the books we offer. We have all sorts of 4-CD sets, and we certainly recommend the 4-CD set on the war on the Jews. It goes into how we actually helped the Nazi war criminals escape to South America and other countries and throughout the world. Tens of thousands of them we helped to escape following World War II, and we actually helped Hitler to escape. That's covered in a 4-CD set. Did Hitler escape? Did Hitler escape? And you'll see our listener, you hear our interviews with at least three people who actually tracked people down, the people who had known Adolf Hitler, who actually helped Adolf Hitler, who had lived with Adolf Hitler. And basically, that's the 4-CD set that did Hitler escape. And then we carry the book by our good friend Jerome Corsi, Tracking Hitler. And then we carry the book, Gray Wolf. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But are, you need, of course, to get the information, but more than that, you need to talk to other people. Make it a point to talk to them and ask them to talk to others. Ask them to listen to Radio Liberty. Ask them to simply, is it possible that you've been lied to, the media is controlled? The book, of course, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly, the finest book we have on this subject, written by a left-wing professor. He doesn't understand it, but he knows the media is controlled. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. A land that's free. Let us all be grateful. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And for the first half of this next half hour, we're going to have with us, we hope, of course, the freeze-dry guy talking about freeze-dry food and the importance, certainly, of preparing for the very difficult times that lie ahead. The last half hour, we're going to have open lines. And so we welcome your calls at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Pardon me, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. So that's the second half hour. We'll have open lines, make that a plan. But right now, let's go to Freeze Dry Guy. Hi, Freeze Dry Guy. How is the frozen food, dehydrated food business doing?
We're doing well, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me on your show tonight.
Why don't you bring us up to date with the things that people are needing to get? Now, prices, I'm devastated as I see how the price of meat and suddenly is going up. How are the prices? And as of so many of the foods we're buying, certainly the vegetables and the fruits are going up. How we have the shortages. And I'm sure this must be carrying over to the freeze-dried food as well, is it? Or do you still have stocks that are available at least with somewhat of a reasonable cost?
Well, we had our last price increase back in January. January 1st. We've been able to hold the price so far, but yes, you're correct. Prices around the country, they're galloping. Now, I have a report that a buddy of mine, a very good friend, and he's a very good researcher, put out back on the 8th of March, and was referenced largely California. And California is one of the 11 states that have been declared a disaster area by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, comments he made, and like I say, he's very careful with his words. He's an old special investigator for the government, a really good guy. And he's careful, like I say, with what he puts out. But a lot of very wise people are looking at 10 to 15% increase, you know, overall throughout the year. This was like the report he put out two months ago, roughly. But he got an update here just last couple days from USDA. Eggs are up 15%.
15%?
15.
Right.
USDA is expecting 2.5 to 3.5% food increases overall. But according to them, they're estimating beef and veal to increase by roughly 5.5 to 6.5%. I think those prices or those estimations are probably a little low, frankly. I agree
with you, and I think that people should really get, if you still kept your prices where they were in January, I would suggest if you're out there, the listening audience, don't wait. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, my logic is if people are going to do this, get it done. And if not, just, you know, enjoy life and put it in the back burner. Don't worry about it. But, you know, we're coming to the point, I think, where prices are going to start running away. Not only just to what we see happening, but, you know, when things shake and get worse, they're going to go up. And also, what a lot of people don't maybe consider, this is a small industry overall. And it doesn't take too much to throw every company out there manufacturing a product into huge back orders, because it's not like, you know, the conventional supermarkets, although they get wiped out in 2 or 3 days, you know, or even less, 2 or 3 hours sometimes when there's a pinch, when there's a scare. But, you know, it's not going to be less. People keep saying, well, I'm going to wait till it goes on sale. Probably not much is going to be seen going on sale. A few things here and there. In fact, we're running some sales ourselves. But, you know, like I say, when a whole bunch of people start coming at us, we just can't, we nor anyone else can keep up with the demand. You know, I'd like to share something with you, too, a little off the subject. But I'm sitting here looking at, right now, a pouch of beef stew, a chicken stew, excuse me. I packed in a 55-gallon barrel in 1974 for an expedition that never came off. I think I've alluded to that barrel many times.
No, I really had never heard about it. Hang on, though. We're going to be back in just a moment with a freeze-dry guy who runs freeze-dry food and certainly one of our supporters. We want you to listen to what he has to say. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. To order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Dry Guy, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Freeze Dry Guy was just saying that he recently unpacked a a vat or a barrel that he put aside for an expedition 40 years ago, and he actually tried some of the freeze-dried food in there, and it was exceptional. It was just fresh and nice, 40 years old. Certainly, this is Mountain House. They've been around for a long time, and they are certainly one of the most reliable, if not the most single reliable company in this business. Go right ahead, Freeze Dry Guy, and if anybody has a question for Freeze Dry Guy, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But of course, the whole thought is people begin making preparations. I personally believe we're facing very difficult times. The average individual doesn't want to think about it. But if you don't make your preparations now, well, far better off to be a year or two too early than 30 minutes too late. Go right ahead, Freeze Dry Guy.
Well, and you brought up a good point, Dr. Stan. You know, some people say, well, I've heard it before. I want to wait until it's getting really close to when I buy it. I know it'll refresh. I was not exaggerating one iota about the 40-year stuff. I mean, 1974, I packed it, and there's no question. I remember the night I did it. And we don't know how long, much longer this is going to last. But if it doesn't go another 5 or 10 years, I'd be shocked. And this is accomplished without preservatives. You know, when you freeze-dry it, and you remove the oxygen completely to the best standard there is. And our company set the standard 50 years ago on oxygen removal. And our competitors used to laugh at us and say it's not necessary. It really is. But again, it's amazing, amazing product. You know, we have our May special, which we're probably going to extend. In fact, I know we are through June because it's been going nicely. I'd like to talk about that if I could. It's meat, rice, and potatoes. Excuse me, just a second, please. Sorry, allergies are hitting me. Anyway, we have this pack. It's the number 10 pack of six number 10 cans. It yields 158 servings, and it has a can each of a Mountain House diced beef, ground beef, chicken, a can of instant white rice, and again, those are all freeze-dried, and then two cans of my own brand, Packaway brand, dehydrated potato dices. And the potato dices, well, you need to bring it to a boil, let it simmer about 10 to 20 minutes, and they're ready to go. They're a very good product. All the rest of the items I mentioned, you just pour hot water on them, let them sit. All the directions usually say about 6 to 10 minutes. I like to let them sit in the water, not cooking them, but just let them sit for 15 or 20. They're even better tasting yet. And we claim a 25-plus year shelf life, and that is so conservative, it's not funny.
Well, now, basically, what does something like that run financially?
Well, our pack is $179, and that's the $41.91 savings off of retail.
$179, that's a great price. Does that include shipping?
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah, we pay shipping within the continental USA. We have a deal on one case, two, three, and then for five cases or more, special pricing again. And we throw in a lot of goodies. Like, for an example, with the one case, we throw in the Special Air Service SAS Survival Manual. It's a small pocket manual. It's the best one I've ever seen. And I've read everything out there that I get my hands on. I taught survival in the Army. That's a wonderful little pocket manual. You buy two cases, again, you get a great discount. You save $93.77. And we throw in a pre-SAS manual and what's called a Sparky fire starter. Three cases, you're saving $171. Basically, you're getting, one case free.
Okay, now, basically, how can people get in touch with you and order some of your products?
Yes, sir. They can call 866- 404-3663 or...
No, wait a minute. Always repeat the address several times because people have a way of forgetting.
You bet. Okay, again, our 866 number, 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. And I'll repeat them both. 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. 4414. Our website is freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. And you can email us at fdg6@freezedryguy.com. Or you can email me directly if you want to talk to me. I'm fdg@freezedryguy.com. We have very highly trained counselors. They're not pushy. They're very knowledgeable folks, and they'll work with you to get this right for you. But this is a good pack. If somebody's just starting out, wants to buy one pack with, got real meats, and they're the best freeze-dried meats in the world, and you cannot tell them from fresh. Some rice in there and a couple of cans of the diced potatoes. Good, solid case. You had to take one case. It'd be pretty hard, to beat this.
All right, fine. We have a room. Miss Ritz calling us. Ritz, do you have a question for our guest? I'll have these couple of other callers, but do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yes, I do. How are you doing, Grandpa?
I'm doing fine, Ritz.
Great. Well, I wanted to concur. I went to the local feed store, and they lowered the feed from 50 pounds to 40 pounds, and they lowered the price a buck. So the bags now are getting smaller, and they just reduced it a dollar. Well, you know darn well that's going to go up. But Pastor Billy was just on, and you know the mark on the beast. Wouldn't this be good to have just in case you can't buy or sell to have this freeze-dried put away? And then my question to your guest is, where do you put it? Can you put it in a cellar?
All right, fine. But that's a very legitimate question. Where do you put this? Where you get it in? Do you want to be able to store it? Where it'll be safe? And what about areas where it's hot or cold? How should people go about storing it, freeze-dry guy?
Okay, first off, the gentleman who called in, what is your first name?
His name is Rich.
Rich. I'm in Aromas, California.
Well, whereabouts?
Aromas, California, by Gilroy, California.
Yeah, you bet. I've been by there many times.
Oh, you probably drove past my house.
Okay. Well, that's a good question you came up with. Where you store your food is important. Our freeze-dried foods and our dehydrates do handle heat very well, but still, you want to keep it as cool as possible because you're better protecting an investment. Room temperature is nice, but again, I've had one customer in particular. I probably told the story on the show here before. He was storing his food for 20 years. He purchased from us in his attic, and he was out in Palm Springs, and he had been eating it continually in that 20 years. He said there was no damage that he could determine. Now I'm sure he did burn up some enzyme because it was very hot at 140 degrees. He climbed up in his attic, but anyway, cool is better. A basement is nice if you've got it. If you put it on a cement floor or on a slab floor, even with a carpet on it, you ought to put put them on a couple 2x4s or 1x4s to keep them off the floor, because moisture can wick up through the floor and can in time rust the bottom caps.
How about the plastic bins? I've been storing some of my food in those plastic bins. You know, they're plastic and you got a plastic lid and they kind of seals it. But I noticed that some of my food kind of got the smell of the plastic.
Some of your food, okay. I can barely hear you, but I think your question was, first off, are those plastic bins good? And I believe you indicated that your food started tasting like plastic. That tells me you probably got your food either in direct contact with plastic or in a plastic bag of its own. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a good thing. What kind of food are you putting in those bags or directly in the bin?
It was some of that dehydrated, I think it's called Knoll's, instant rice and soups and fettuccine and stuff like that. And I just gave it to the chickens. I cooked it up and gave it to them because you're right, I didn't have it. I just stuck it right in the bin. I didn't think it would leach into the food, and it did.
That is really odd. I'd be very concerned with that. Nice thing about the chickens is they can filter out anything.
Right? Well, but the nice thing is, of course, that the freeze dry products that Sydney Freeze Dry Guy has, Sydney, are in cans, and that won't be a problem. Anyway, thanks much for calling, Rich. No, it's basically What are there any other specials that you wanted to tell our listeners about this evening? Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question, please. This is for questions, not comments. But Supreme Dry Guy, do you have any other specials you wanted to tell our listeners about?
Well, I'll expand on that. The long-range patrol ration entrees a bit more. Like I say, we're getting kind of short of them now. I got the entire 2013 overrun. I get them all. But we actually have a mixed case here of chicken and rice and spaghetti. A lot of people don't want to buy a case has 20 entrees in it, and they're packed like, you know, those canning jars there. They've got their individual little pocket or little compartment they sit in a case, and they go that way to the packing company who puts together the entire meal. We only wanted the entree, and that's what we got. But people said, well, look, I don't want to buy a case of spaghetti or a case of chicken stew or chicken and rice. So we mixed it up, 10 pouches each of the chicken and rice and 10 of the spaghetti. And that's an excellent product. You'll find it on our website. But if you want to email us directly or even call us at these numbers, you can do that. And then we'll get you, you know, we'll discuss it with you further.
And again, the email address, and certainly again, the web address.
Yes, sir. Okay. The email is FDG6, and that's the number 6, at freezedryguy.com. FDG6 at freezedryguy.com. Or if anybody wants to talk to me directly, I'm happy. I love talking to our customers. That'll get you to us.
Well, that's all. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan as a neo-freeze-dry guy with us for another couple of minutes. So remember, the last half hour, we're going to do open lines. And if you have a question or comment, don't be hesitant to give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. You can either call us if you have a question for freeze-dry guy, or certainly call us after the half hour, because it'll be open lines and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But basically, I was asking freeze-dry guy about a year and a half, 2 years ago, why suddenly there was a very definite shortage of freeze-dry food. And according to freeze-dry guy, he believes that the government at the Office of Homeland Security bought up over 200 million meals, 200 million meals. And instead of course getting it in the form of number 10 cans, where you could dish it out, while they were getting the individual packets, which is certainly the most expensive means of doing that, and of course is not an efficient means of doing it. But then who would ever accuse anybody from the government trying to save money for us? Well, what is your advice for our listeners tonight? We've only got about 5 minutes more, and if you want to talk to freeze-dry guy, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But freeze-dry guy, what should people be doing today to prepare for what I believe are very difficult times that are coming?
Well, I come back to that old saying, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. And, you know, I would get this taken care of. Whatever one has got allocated, funds and the amount of food that they want to get it done. Because in a pinch, now we don't play this game, we didn't do it last time, we've never done it before, but as product gets shorter, and by the way, we never did run out during that time frame you're talking about. Our warehouse was down to about 35% of what it had been, and it was been full. But we did not jack the prices up because of the shortage. And Mountain House, to their credit, they don't do that either. But we are looking at times, by the way, they put out contracts a year at a time to the farmers. Okay, we'll lock in these prices, but next year, who knows? I suspect sometime this summer we will probably have a price increase. So you're not going to find it generally cheaper, and you will not find a better product. As I say, these products we carry are second to none and have been for 50 years. I've been doing this for 44 years, and I know the product well. I stake my life on it. And I've done that in the Army with these products as well.
Well, now you carry both of the freeze-dry and dehydrated. Well, which should people be getting? Should they be getting freeze-dry, dehydrated? Is there a difference in price? Is there a difference in how they hold up? Is there a difference in how they taste?
Well, yes. I have a limited line of dehydrated foods under my own label. And I have people I trust. I know the quality of packing they will do for us. Our oxygen removal is right up there with the absolute best and a heck of a lot better than most. We have things like in the dehydrates, I have butter, cheese, milk. I have a freeze-dried pineapple under my own label too, which is second to none. I think it's better than fresh pineapple, and most people agree with me. We've got other things like beans and things packed for very, very long-term storage.
In fact, I would comment, we had some of that freeze-dried pineapple, and it was really delicious. Go right ahead.
Well, so everything we have is the very best we know how to get a hold of, bar none. And, we do the best we can, because to me this is your life preserver, and it better be good. It better work well. Maybe that sounds like a bit of a sales pitch, but that's the way we've always worked, and that's how I believe. Our prices are comparable to anybody else. In fact, better than most in many cases. But for the quality, you just can't get a better product, period.
But of course, you have the advantage you pay for shipping here in the United States, don't you?
Yes, sir. And that works out depending on whether it's dehydrated or freeze-dried, which one. That's an 8 to 17% savings typically, depending on where we're shipping it, within the 48 states. That's a big chunk right off the top. And we've always absorbed that. My business advisors have always told me that we're foolish for doing it. Well, I don't know. I do like it when somebody pays shipping to me, so that's what we do for our customers. And by the way, we're very confidential with our information. Our customers' information. We don't buy it, trade it, or sell it, or anything like that.
And anyway, I really believe people should be making preparations. I believe that there is a major cataclysmic event coming, and I believe it may very well be associated with a war or an EMP attack, or there's so many things that could be happening. But I also believe, of course, that God brings judgment on nations that turn against him. And I believe America has turned against God. Now, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, remember, the next half hour is going to be open lines. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And, of course, then this will wrap up this evening's program. Freeze Dry Guy, thank you very much for being with us. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always nice being on your show.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is open lines 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a subject, you have something you'd like to talk about, it's open lines for the next half hour. And right now we have Mordecai calling from San Jose. Mordecai, did you have a question or comment?
Well, Barbara Simpson is no longer on KSFO, and there is a petition we can sign online for Barbara Simpson's petition to get her back on the radio. That was a real sad thing. She hasn't been on since the 5th, as I understand it. And we're not sure why she no longer works for KSFO, but I'm asking many to call, go online and sign on that petition to put her back on the radio.
And how would people go about doing that if they were interested in having Barbara Simpson? I think Barbara, I did a very, very good job there on KSFO. Go ahead.
Yeah, she had some great guests, and she really, she did. You just Google Barbara Simpson petition, and it'll come up and then show you how to sign up for it. But we need to do that and tell other listeners to get on it because, this is a terrible loss to the airwaves. And, I gave a...
Do you think it was because she was telling the truth? Now, basically, I know I've talked to people in radio, and they've told me, if I get too close to the truth, I talk about something that people are really running things behind the scenes, I fear I'll lose my job. So a lot of them really stay away from important subjects. Did she perhaps have some program where she actually told the truth and exposed this, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that runs both political parties and make mockery of our electoral process? What do you think she did that suddenly got her removed?
Well, I'm speculating here. I thought that perhaps it was her broadcast on the new Bay Bridge and how it's a piece of junk and how we spent $7 billion on something that's actually going to collapse. But then I got to thinking she also did a broadcast shortly before she, got fired on this gal who is a figure skater. I don't know if you heard about that, but she's like a 15-year-old figure skater, and she had a disease that was being treated by her doctor effectively. And Barbara Simpson was talking to the lawyer that was taking the case of this poor girl who's now confined to a wheelchair. She not only can't skate anymore, but she's confined to a wheelchair, and they think that she might die. And what happened was the parents let another doctor see her, and this new doctor that was just straight out of med school brought in a psychiatrist who said that it was all in her mind and she should be taken immediately off this medicine that was actually working and helping her, And so the parents have not been able to talk with their daughter for over a year, believe it or not, without being chaperone for, 30 minutes per week? And sometimes they jerk them around, don't even allow the parents to talk with their own child for 30 minutes. And then Barbara made some comment about how, man, if that was my kid, I'd, whatever. And I'm wondering if maybe that's why she's not on the radio,
My understanding that Barbara did a lot of anti-Agenda 21, in other words, she exposed Agenda 21, and this effort to use the environment to justify establishing an authoritarian society in America, using this so-called phony, global warming, the fact that the CO2 emissions are going up. Ladies and gentlemen, the CO2 emissions have gone up from 0.03 hundredths of 1% to 0.04 hundredths of 1%. That's all. And basically, there are over 30,000 scientists who signed a petition. You can find it at Art Robinson's home website, Art Robinson, 30,000 scientists, over 10,000 climate scientists who say there's no evidence that man's activity has influenced global warming. And I think maybe she was telling the truth about that. There's so many things that people can do. And I will tell you, quite frankly, Mordecai, I've been at this for 50 years, probably much longer than Barbara or most of the other people, and I've been told by people in radio and in television and newspaper publishers that if I told the truth tomorrow, I would be out of a job the day after that. That's what we're really up against. Go right ahead. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, why it's open lines, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But Mordecai Sidney is calling. He wants to help people or encourage people to sign a petition for Barbara Simpson. How can people do that again?
Well, they just go online and punch in Barbara Simpson petition, and then it'll come up and it'll guide you through the thing, sign it. And hopefully somebody will organize a thing where the various listeners will be able to go on down there to 55 Hawthorne in San Francisco, or it used to be 900 Front Street, and put some sort of a protest.
Well, I would think that the thing to do would be to call the radio station, call that the program, and suddenly get on the program and just say, why did they take Barbara Simpson off? What did she do that was right that they got rid of her? And keep hammering away and calling in the program and suddenly not let them know what you're going to call in about. But I think if you did enough times, people would begin to listen. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that makes sense. I stupidly didn't use my mind like you just suggested, and I told the screener, you know, what's up with Barbara Simpson? She's not on. He didn't know much about it. So the new guy, actually, you know, he sounds good, the new guy that's taking her place, but nobody's as good as Barbara, you know. And so I mentioned to him, you know, what happened with Barbara Simpson? Is she gone? I mean, I just learned about it, and he said, yeah, Barbara's gone. And then I heard that sound, and I said, hello, hello, and I was off the air, you know. So I'm not sure, you know. Of course, he probably was thinking, well, if Barbara Simpson gets put back on, then, you know, I lose my job, you know. Of course, that's probably what he was thinking, but hopefully they'll take that course of action that you suggested and just bombard the station with callers, you know, saying, hey, we want Barbara back on. What's going on? Why is she gone, you know? And because next, it could be Michael Savage, it could be Brian Sussman. I mean, you know, if we don't help these people, you know, people like me, listeners, you know, then that's not good, because, you know, Ronald Reagan, we know he did away. I mean, he tried to help free speech by, you know, going against the fairness doctrine, you know, and more people, you know, the freedom of speech is being taken away, as we know.
Well, and all I can say is I hope that you'll listen, encourage people to listen to our program, because we finance them ourselves, and they can't fire me as long as the station will actually sell me the time. I will buy it, but I need your help and your finances so I can bring out a lot of the things that Barbara brought out and a lot of other things that most people would be afraid to bring out. So I encourage people, if they can't get hold of Barbara, to listen to Radio Liberty, will you?
Absolutely. I've got your bumper sticker on my van all the time, www.radioliberty.com.
God bless you. Thanks very much, Mordecai. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, I gave Barbara Simpson the book, The Franklin Cover-Up, by Senator John DeCamp, as I did Jesse Gestand on KFAC. He's a real good talk show host, too. And hopefully you and Jesse Gestand, Barbara Simpson, will be interviewing Senator DeCamp, because this book, The Franklin Cover-Up, is just, it's so awful, I start hyperventilating when I even, you know, bring up the subject. I actually had a sign made up that I hold up on street corners asking them to Google The Franklin Cover-Up with Alex Jones and John DeCamp.
And well, basically, I've talked to John DeCamp. He's really quite ill. He's a wonderful, wonderful patriot, but he's getting older, but we certainly recommend his work, and we recommend his book as well. Hey, thanks very much, Mordecai. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Durham, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, every now and then I have a deep philosophical question for you, just to see where you're coming from. I've read about how technology is going to get worse and worse, you know, Tech Mars, even Deborah Tavares hints at this, and of course, there are many others who talk about, you know, Alex Jones talked about it, how technology will only get worse in the future, and I wonder, it'll give man so much power, he'll be like God. Do you think, I've got this old book by a guy named Newell on prophecy in the book of Revelation. I think his name is Robert Newell, N-E-W-A-L-L. It was written in the 30s between the two world wars. He cites some prophecies and scriptures out of the Old Testament that indicate that in the millennium, when man is finally ceasing from his labor of, you know, hurting the earth. You know, it no longer destroys the earth, and there's Christ is ruling with a rod of iron. It'll be every man under his own vine and his own fig tree. All the nations of the earth are, or all the cities of the earth are leveled. It'll be like an agricultural, peaceable kingdom. Do you believe, Mr. Marzulli, I believe it's in Watcher 6, talks about the kind of technology they had in the antediluvian world, you know, before the Great Flood. Is it inevitable that men become more evil the more sophisticated their technology gets? So God will have to stop technology as well as evil of man. They go hand in hand. In order, like, I hear a lot of Christians talking about we need to network on Facebook and stuff like that. Are they getting too used to technology?
Well, I think that they really are. I think that everything is technology. You could get onto the, onto any form of public transportation, or as I did, going to a doctor's office the other day, and watching people sitting in the doctor's office, and they're all twittering on their iPads, and
yeah.
And basically, we are so dependent upon the electronic technology. And basically, of course, we're heading towards a totally regulated society. But the one thing that, of course, we ignore is the fact that God is involved in all of this. Is God going to intervene? Well, I will tell you that many of the nations in the world had made their certain preparations for an EMP attack or for some sort of electronic shock, but there's been an organized, orchestrated effort to block that from taking place in America. And suddenly I thought, well, obviously that's the establishment. They wanted to destroy us electronically. But no, they would lose their control over us if they did. Does God have another plan, another agenda? We're just going to have to wait and see how this thing plays out, Bruce. But certainly if God were to actually allow an EMP attack or a massive solar flare or some other electronic device that would suddenly just turn off our electricity, we would live in a whole different world.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That might be the best thing in the world that could happen for America.
I wonder about that, too, because, Daniel says that knowledge will increase, you know, as the world gets closer to its end. Solomon said God made man upright, but he sought out invention. When he rules with a rod of iron, you know, in the great millennium, the great day of rest of the earth, it'll be a peaceable kingdom. I wonder if that means it's just, all right, you can't make any more bombs. You can't make any more guns. You don't need computers anymore to spy on people. Stop it. It's like that's going to be like the rod of iron.
But Bruce, we don't know whether they're talking about Europe. We don't know whether they're talking about the United States. People tell me, oh, well, certainly the United States certainly is talked about in prophecy. Is it? Are we absolutely certain? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. Maybe there's a plans out there. But remember at one time, America was a staunchly Christian nation. We are still the most Christianized nation in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe God is going to have a special place and plan for America. Not that we're not going to suffer, not that there may be cataclysmic changes, but we may have a different faith than Europe or other countries. I just don't know. But that's why we live in such fantastic times, and which, of course, I'm so excited to live now and just watch what's going on and play a little part I can. And at least getting our followers, people who listen to our programs to begin to prepare, because difficult times are coming financially and certainly fiscally. There's going to be shortages of food and water. I believe there's going to be a breakdown in the structure of society. How it's going, I believe it's going to vary from area to area. And we may very well actually return more to local control over every aspect of our lives. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. What are your thoughts, Bruce?
Well, I know I was watching Mr. Marzulli, I think it was 6. Watcher 6, that's the one that has the little skeletons with the big big heads that are contorted.
Yes, we've seen that.
Watcher 6.
That's L.A. Marzulli, and incidentally, if anybody out there would like to get L.A. Marzulli's material, we carry it because we think it's important. But anyway, just call us at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for whatever it is, number 6, L.A. Marzulli. You'll be fascinated by it, but go right ahead.
Yeah, he only mentioned it for a couple of minutes, but you know, because they were exploring down in Central America. But he did mention that there was a time when there was a technology that covered the earth like the internet covers the earth now, and God had to do away with it. And I've often wondered, you know, if for the vast majority of human history, God would rather have us live simply in the country, you know, agriculturally, and grow spiritually rather than grow technologically. And it's almost as if it's inevitable that if we do grow technologically, we're going to sin more. You know, it's like human nature is sinful, and if you give humans more tools, they're going to sin more with those tools. So that, in my opinion, then the future will not be technological. You know, the far future, like, you know, 1,000 years from now, when the Lord is ruling, if you give man these kind of tools, like spying with computers and satellites and weapons of mass destruction, you know, men will use those tools. So it's like the Lord is going to have to stop it. So it's a sign of the end that we have this technology, like it was a sign of the end back at the time of the Great Flood when they had all that kind of fantastic technology, you know, the Atlantean technology, Atlantis being actually the antediluvian world. They had fantastic technology too, but it didn't last. When man gets that technology, he sins much more. And maybe it's coming right from, who knows, maybe it's coming right from the demonic world, all these ideas for internet.
Oh, I think it absolutely is coming from the demonic world, and that's the trouble. Is most certainly of our people, most of our good patriots don't understand the spiritual component of what's going on today.
Yeah. The Lord wants us to develop spiritually and not need all these tools. You know, it talks about in Genesis how they moved into cities, and I think he actually wants us to not live in cities. People were more simple and innocent when they lived on, you know, in the country and on farms and stuff too. But you know, I thought you might think that too. I just wanted to pick your brain about it because I heard three different Christian ministers on the radio today talking about technology and how we had to, you know, use Facebook and all this other stuff. And I thought I'd rather just read a book, you know, and write people letters. Technology is getting a little too much, and the more tools we have, the more we sin with them. Okay, well, thank you.
And I agree with you, Bruce. I think you've thought the thing through very well. I think we're living in an uncertain world. I think we're in for some dramatic changes in perhaps the way we live and every aspect of our lives. All we can do is look to God and ask for protection for ourselves, for our provision, and for our protection. We'll be back in a moment here at After Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, this is the time when I certainly hope that many of you will order and want to order Pastor Billy Crone's excellent series, The Final Countdown. Remember, there are 9 segments to it, each one with 5 or 6 DVDs. Basically, there are 50 in all. And then, of course, he has the excellent 2 or 3-part set on UFOs. And basically, the videos are identified for unidentified flying objects, but they're not coming from another galaxy. They're coming from another dimension. And so, basically, you can get the DVD sets, certainly, on going into the Final Countdown and on UFOs and the other things that we do carry them. I just call us at 1-800-544-8927. And when you buy them, of course, you'll be getting information that will be invaluable to you and your family and your friends. But more than that, you're helping Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations across America. We're 5 days a week, 4 or 5 hours a day, while we're able to get the information out. And not only that, we get it out on radio, shortwave, we get it out on the internet, we get it out by satellite, and of course then we can provide very inexpensive DVDs. But it all helps to finance what we do. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters to help us, we really appreciate it because we need your financial support so we can educate people not only here in America but throughout the world. I will tell you, let's say today is Thursday. It was just yesterday. I ordinarily do a program in Birmingham, England, once a week. I'd been off for about 4 weeks because they were having some difficulty financing the program, and I called yesterday to see if they wanted to do a program, and they told me they had had literally dozens of calls in Birmingham, England, from people I wanted to know about my health, wanted to know if I was going to be on the program. And basically, all across America, all across the world, people are learning about the spiritual battle that's unfolding, this battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, where you can get a list of all the books and DVDs. And as you know, we carry health products. We carry Sunday Miracle 2 products. We carry Berkey products. We carry spices. We carry even gasoline products. We carry all sorts of things. And the money, of course, is utilized then to finance what we do and so that we can continue educating people across America. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're not in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, and we do know that an awful lot of people are having real financial problems today, unlike anything before, and they're lying to us about things getting better, and they're lying to us about unemployment, and they're lying to us about what's going to be coming down the line because this whole house of cards is coming down. But if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. We ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because we truly are on the front lines of the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Christian civilization is under attack. There really are demonic forces out there. There are secret organizations. But many of the people who belong to them don't understand the spiritual implications, but some of them do. They're not very many of them. We have the vast majority, but unfortunately, they've infiltrated our churches. They've infiltrated our seminaries. And so the average Christian, both Catholic and Protestant, really doesn't understand what's going on today. Quite frankly, we need your help. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices. From the mountains.